Well, thank you so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God in Scripture, Revelation 3:14. That's our passage today. To the angel of the church in Laodicea, write this, the words of the Amen, we looked at that yesterday, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. Faithful and true witness. Let's think about that today. And John's vision of the things that would take place, the apostle John, he saw heaven open, and a white horse standing before him. And John said that the rider of the horse was called Faithful and True. John noted that his eyes were like blazing fire, and there were many crowns on his head, and the armies of heaven were following him. The rider on the horse that John saw was Jesus, the faithful and true witness. In his gospel, John described him as the one who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. He is the one who came to show us the Father, to show us what God looked like. And Jesus came in flesh. Jesus said and did, in fact, show us in certainty who God was. He came to show us the Father. Even the religious leaders admitted that Jesus taught the way to God in accordance with the truth. And Moses gave the law, but grace and truth came through Jesus. So when we place our faith in Jesus, there's no risk, right? Because Jesus is who he said he is. He is who he said he is. Everything Jesus says is true. What Jesus promises will come to be. He's the faithful and true witness. You can trust him. You can trust Jesus today and through eternity. So thank you, Jesus, for that certainty of your person and the certainty of your promises. We pray in your name. Amen.